New Colon Tone Edit, carve a subweight roller from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for modern punch and vintage soul. Welcome. In this session you'll learn an intermediate automation workflow, how to carve a musical, rhythmic sub roller in Ableton Live 12 that nails modern punch while keeping a vintage soul warmth. Keep the brief in your head, mono low end, rhythmic motion, tasteful harmonics, and automation as your conductor. Lesson overview: we're building a monophonic operator subpatch, a clipped roller gate using clip envelopes and utility, movement from auto filter LFO plus manual automation, harmonic color from saturator and chorus, and sidechain glue compression that you'll automate to change the feel across sections. Everything uses Live 12 stock devices only. What you will build: a mono operator sub tuned for drum and bass, a rhythmic sub roller using clip based utility gating plus auto filter movement, harmonic character and vintage width with saturator and chorus, automated for dynamics, automated sidechain compression and macros to switch between punchy and soulful sections. Project setup: start a new live set and set the tempo to a typical Liquid DNB range, 170-174 BPM. Create three tracks, a MIDI track called SUB Operator, an audio track for your kick, and return slash group tracks as needed. Build the sub sound with operator load operator on SUB Operator. Oscillator A, shoe sign, coarse tune minus 12 semitones, fine-tune a few cents for character, e.g., plus 4 cents. Voices, set to 1 for true monophony. Enable portamento slash glide with 1030ms to add a subtle smear between notes for vintage feel. Amp envelope, attack 16ms, no decay, sustain 0.8 1.0, release 100-160ms long enough for a smooth tail, not so long it muddies the kick. Add oscillator B for harmonic content, sine or triangle at plus 12 semitones, but keep its level low, around minus 18 to minus 24 dB. This is the harmonic layer you'll push with saturator later. Effects chain, place these in order: 1. Auto filter, low pass 24 dB, dart cutoff around 120-160 Hz, resonance very low, 0.05-0.2. Enable the LFO, sync to 1/8 or 1/16, choose triangle for smooth roll, and set amount small, 6-12% to start. We will automate cutoff and LFO amount. 2. Saturator, use soft sine or analog clip, drive modest, 0.3 dB to start, compensate output gain. 3. Chorus ensemble or chorus, subtle wet, 10-20%, short delay 10-20ms, near zero feedback. This widens the harmonic layer without destroying low-end mono integrity. 4. EQ 8, high pass everything under 18-20 Hz for safety, add a bell around 60-120 Hz to taste, cut highs above 800-1K if needed. 5. Compressor, glue style with kick sidechain, ratio 3:6:1, attack 0.53ms, release 60-120ms. Set threshold so kick causes about 3-6 dB of gain reduction for a pumping effect. 6. Utility last, set width to 0% for the sub, and use utility gain for clip-based gating automation. Create the MIDI pattern, write a 2-bar MIDI clip with sparse notes, a long root on beat 1 and short ghost notes on off beats to create movement typical of Liquid DNB. Check velocities if you want to control amplitude via operator. Build the roller with automation. Clip envelopes plus device automation will use two layers: fast rhythmic gating from the clip envelope and broader tonal motion from device automation. Clip-based roller fast gate with utility last in the chain. Open the MIDI clip, go to clip envelopes, choose device utility gain. Draw a stepped envelope that toggles between 0 dB and minus 12 to minus 18 dB at 1/16 or 1/32 resolution. A classic pattern is on for 2 steps, OFF for 2 steps for a 50% duty at 1/16. To avoid clicks, slightly curve transitions or give operator a tiny attack. Don't use a hard INF-OFF state, use minus 18 dB for softer transitions. Device automation for musical shape: auto filter cutoff, automate across bars to open for punch example, 100 right arrow 160 Hz over a bar and close for soul 90-110 Hz. Auto filter LFO amount, automate amount from low 6% to higher values, 18-24% on fills to animate the roller. Saturator drive, automate small increases on accents, for example 0 right plus 3 dB on downbeats to add grit. Chorus wet or utility width, Automate to open the harmonic layer for Vintage Soul without widening the sub. Sidechain automation for punch control. Automate compressor threshold or dry slash wet to change sidechain depth across sections. Lower threshold for heavier pump on drops. Raise it for open breakdowns. You can also automate release to tighten or relax the recovery. Keep the sub mono. Widen harmonics. Split the sound into two chains inside an instrument rack. Chain 1. Sub only. LP filter. Utility width 0%. Chain 2. Harmonic layer. Osc B. Saturator. Chorus. Utility width 50%. Map chain volumes and key parameters to macro so you can automate sublevel, harmonic level, width, and drive as single controls. Final automation polish. Automate track utility gain for bus level moves rather than the master fader. Add tiny pitch drift via operator find a tune or a macro controlled pitch LFO for soulful sections, depth plus or minus 3/15. Render and test on multiple systems and in mono. Adjust automation to keep the sub consistent. Common mistakes to avoid over-automating conflicting parameters. Pick a driver, typically auto filter, and use others for accents. Widening the sub below tilde 120 Hz, this causes phase cancellation. Oversaturating the pure sub oscillator, apply saturation to the harmonic chain or in parallel. Hard clipcading without smoothing, results in clicks. Relying only on auto filter LFO, combine LFO and manual automation for musical phrasing. Ignoring headroom, leave around minus 6 dB on the master. Pro tips: use an instrument rack with macros for cutoff, LFO amount, saturator drive, and width. Automate macros instead of mini lanes. Set clip grid to 1/16 or 1/32 for precise rollers. Duplicate and nudge clips for humanized timing. Use spectrum and utility for mono checks and to find resonant peaks. Save a roller depth macro that combines utility gain, LFO amount, and drive so one knob controls overall intensity. Freeze or render heavy sections once automation decisions are final to save CPU. Mini practice exercise. 16 bars. Create a 16-bar loop and switch character twice. Bars 1 for modern punch. 1/16 gate on 2/off 2. Cut off 140-160 Hz. LFO amount 8%. Saturator 0 right plus 3 dB on downbeat. Bars 5/8 Vintage Soul. Cut off 90-110 Hz. LFO amount 18%, chorus wet 0 right arrow 12%, open harmonic width plus 40%, bars 9-12, return to punch and increase sidechain depth by 3-4 dB, bars 13-16, full soulful climax raise harmonic volume, increase drive slightly, reduce sidechain pumping. Recap: you followed new colon tone edit, carve a subweight roller from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for modern punch and vintage soul. You built a monophonic operator sub with a harmonic layer. Use utility clip envelopes for the roller, combined auto filter LFO with manual automation, and automated saturator, compressor sidechain, and width to switch between punch and soul. Keep the sub mono, smooth gates, and preserve headroom. Final checklist before export: mono check the low end. Ensure no sudden automation jumps at loop points. Leave headroom around minus 6 dB on the master. Save your instrument rack with clear macro names and an info note so you can recall this new colon tone approach later. Save incremental versions as you go, and use the macros you created to ride the character live. Good luck. Carve your roller and make it breathe with the drums.